98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Yes, and our next guest is having a huge moment right now. She's starring in The Walsh Sisters on RTE1, but she's just joined Obituary as the eccentric newspaper editor, Vivian Birch. Mairéad Tyres, welcome to 98 FM. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Mairéad. Thank you for joining us. First of all, congratulations on season 2 of Obituary. For anyone who hasn't seen it, what is the show about?
So the show, the setup of the show is that Siobhan Cullen's character is, so in the first season she's focusing on, it's a lot to try to explain, you've really put me on the spot here. No, you haven't. She is a murderer who, in order to work as an obituarian, she needs to then kill people in order to like continue working. So the second season kind of follows her trying to figure out why, what drives her and what fuels her in her need to continue killing. It sounds very dark, but it's very, very humorous, lots of fun characters and kind of bizarre characters like mine in the second season, Vivian Birch. She's a bit mental and wild, but has great outfits. So a lot to watch and a lot to enjoy.
Well, isn't that the key? Vivian, the new editor of the paper, you say there she's kind of wild. How is she there to stir things up, I suppose?
So she turns up as the new editor and she ends up kind of really stamping her mark by pitting all the different journalists against one another. So kind of setting them up. And she starts telling them all that they're all going to become editor if they do certain things. And of course, that is not true whatsoever.
Oh, very good. The drama. And Obituary, it's filmed in the beautiful Donegal. What was that like?
Yes. It was gorgeous. I'd never been up that way before. And it was so brilliant. Like, I was there for 6 weeks and I was able to drive around and see like Rossnaula and all these gorgeous parts. And it was September time, but we had practically a heat wave. There was days I was sitting out on the beach learning my lines. Like, nice. Had you ever heard the like? It was amazing.
Nothing like that back to school kids weather. That's what I always think.
Exactly.
Mairéad, you're also in The Walsh Sisters, which everybody has been absolutely obsessed with at the moment. What's it been like to see the reaction?
It's fantastic. I mean, there was a lot of pressure on it because obviously it's Marion Keyes's books that it was based on, so they've been loved for so many years, like 30 years at this stage, that we wanted to make sure we did it justice. And it does feel like people are happy with what we've made, which is fantastic. So I know it's rewarding when you feel that response coming back.
Yeah, very true. And it's been such a massive year for you. So you've The Walsh Sisters, Obituary, and you were also starring in Three Sisters and the Gaiety. What is next for you? Have you landed any new roles you can tell us about?
Not just yet, back to auditioning and seeing what comes in, but it feels like there's good stuff in the works at the moment and a lot of great stuff happening in Ireland. So I'm excited about kind of what I'm aware of happening at the moment.
Well, look, with the way the CV looks right now, yes, you are going to be keep on that ride and that wave. Mairéad, for anyone who wants to catch up, where and when can we see Obituary?
So the first episode of Obituary was on last night, so it'll be on the player. All episodes are available in America, I think, but I don't know if there's anyone from America listening. But the next episode will be on next Tuesday at 10:15.
Brilliant stuff, Mairéad Tyres. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98 FM.
Thank you, guys.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's
Big. 98 FM. Call is in for Brendan this week. And this morning, you're going to be chatting about stinky plants.
Stinky plants are on the way, Rebecca. But to kick things off, are you a Kardashians fan?
Not massively, but sure. I dip in and out.
Would you watch the show that's coming back?
No.
No, you wouldn't?
No. Back in the day, I used to watch it.
So you're not a fan of Skims?
No, I've heard they're great, though.
Now, I bought myself some Skims boxes quite recently, right? And you may remember at the start of the summer, Kim brought out a brand new face wrap. To keep the face together.
Yeah, it looked like you got in a facelift. You wear it at nighttime.
Yeah, in her words, it'll snatch your little chinny chin chin and it's super comfortable to wear around the house. And then moving to the lower part of the body, back in May, she launched a bra with faux pierced.
Yes, yes. One of my friends wanted to buy.
Yeah, well, it's an upgrade to the bra line. Well, now her next venture is moving just a little bit lower again, right?
What's she doing now?
I'll just tell you, the carpet doesn't need to match the drapes because she's launched a line of micro thongs which are available in red, blonde, brunette, straight or curly textures.
No.
That is all I'm going to say. Now,
really?
Literally, it is a microthon.
She really does know how to get everyone talking, doesn't she?
Well, listen, I wouldn't mind, right? But I think this is all to do with the Kardashians coming back in October.
Yeah.
And she's kind of thinking, if I launch these thongs with a bit of hair on them, you know, you never
know. People might watch the show then and watch me making the thongs with the hair on them.
There you go. People have taken to socials and gone absolutely, completely wild because she went out and said it's the most daring panty yet. But in fairness, we're talking about it saying it's kind of wild.
Yeah.
It sold out across all sizes and styles within hours of the first drop. Because I suppose if you're blonde up top, you might want to change what's you know, going on.
Switch things up.
Switch things up. One fan just wrote, is everything okay, Kim?
Yeah. Wild. But apparently the pajamas are lovely and then the shapewear, and she does dresses as well. I've seen people wear the dresses.
The boxers are lovely. Uh-huh. I've worn the briefs. Everything is lovely.
I just don't think I want the nipple bra or the hairy tongue.
I'll be keeping away from that.
Okay.
Moving on to what you've been dying to know about. Police in Germany are searching for criminals who have dug up the world's stinkiest plant.
Ooh.
From local botanic gardens. Workers at the Romberg Park.
The botanic gardens.
Romberg Park Botanical Garden in Germany discovered that a plant named David had vanished during a routine inspection. What they don't know is it is one of the smelliest flowers and only blooms every couple of years. Mm. And it is ready to bloom now. And they're thinking to themselves, these robbers may get more than they actually bargained for.
Yeah.
It smells the wet socks.
Yeah.
Hot cat food.
Mm. Oh.
Rotting possum flesh.
Ooh.
So people have been flocking to go see this plant, but it is due to bloom very, very soon. So
yeah.
If those robbers have it, I'd be telling you to bring it back now.
Yeah, because everyone's going to smell it off you.
Yeah, I hate anything stinky in the house. I wouldn't want a smelly plant.
No, thank you.
There you
David
go.
David should have stayed in the botanic gardens.
David, keep yourself grounded in berries. Yeah. That's Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
With one of my favourite moments of the day is our little wins. You sharing your little wins. So it gives us a bit of a boost to kick off our Wednesday because it's not even 8 o'clock. And if you want to give yourself a nice hearty feeling because you've done something good in your life, then you can share your little wins with us on 087-798-9898. You could win yourself a 98FM water bottle. Keep yourself hydrated with the good vibes.
They're in demand. I'm telling you, your little win can be anything. It could be that you're having a slower morning. Maybe you woke up before your alarm and you can just take a bit more time to yourself.
100%.
We're always rushing, do you know?
What's yours for a Wednesday?
My little win is that my best friend is getting married this week. So my best friend Karen and her partner Mark are getting married later on this week. And today is my last day in work because I am on Maid of Honour duties.
You are on Maid of Honour duties. So you are wrapping up today.
Yes.
For the rest of the weekend.
Yes, I'm so excited.
You're leaving me on me, Owen.
I know, I'm sorry. We're going to get our nails done later on. We're getting spray tanned, packing the bag. She's doing a night before tomorrow. And so excited for them. It's going to be so special and so lovely for all our friends to come together. Because I was only thinking earlier on, like, we haven't all been together probably in about a year.
I haven't seen any of my friends.
Yeah.
Like since way
before. Life is busy. So you got to cherish these times and then all get together and have the crack. So yeah, I'll be letting the hair down now. You know yourself. So that's my little win.
Do you know the way they have wedding organisers?
Yes.
I feel like you should open a business, a bridesmaid organiser. You could be the person that the bridesmaids talk about to help with all the booking of the things.
I always call my house Hen HQ anytime my friend's getting married or mine. NHQ. So excited for the wedding this week. What is your little win?
My little win is kind of similar. Well, it's in the same vein because you finish up today and my little win is the looking back of the last week and a half of what a buzz we've had together.
We've had a gas time.
And such a laugh. You're so good to me. You're always so kind and so good with your time. And I'll miss you now that I won't get to see you every morning.
But you'll be back.
You'll
be back. But it's been fab having you. And I love that's your little win.
Yeah.
And you have Carlin tomorrow with you.
Carlin tomorrow. And then I've never done a show with Brendan.
Have you not?
Never ever in my whole career.
Brendan's on his holidays. He'll be back with a tan. I'd say he'll still be in a Tenerife mode.
If he doesn't have an overpriced Toblerone, I'm not even speaking to him.
Brendan one time went away to did he go to Italy and he brought me back tomatoes and they were delicious.
By the way, little hack, I don't buy the Toblerones in the duty free.
Where do you get them?
I leave them in the house. I buy them in Dunn's or something like that before and then I give them to
fingers crossed Brendan's got Paul a Toblerone from Dunn's. Let us know what your little win is this morning. It can be anything. That small thing in life that's made you happy. If you send in a voice note, we'll send you out a 98FM water bottle.
Get up 98FM. FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.